Ivy Slater, and you're listening to Her Success Story Podcast, a show where gutsy businesswomen share their success journey. Hi, this is Ivy Slater. Welcome to today's episode of Her Success Story. Today, I have the pleasure, and this is going to be fun. I'm interviewing the two owners, Wendy Benson and Elizabeth, known as Beth Myers. They are the owners of a private health concierge called 2x2 Health. Beth founded the company 6 years ago, and Wendy, within that year, knew this was the place to hunker down and really build. These ladies have gone on to co-author the international bestseller, The Confident Patient. They're coming to us today from the Chicago area, two women, amazing women leaders who really, really understand the value of service, customer value. And so I'm so glad you've taken time out of your busy schedules to join me here today on Her Success Story, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
We are so pleased to be here. Thank you, Ivy.
So you're welcome. And listeners, I'm going to try to do my best on addressing Beth and Wendy so you guys know who is talking when you're listening. It's always fun when we actually interview more than one person at a time, but I really try to be very conscious of our many, many listeners who weigh in and want to know who's saying what. So Beth, you are the founder of 2x2 Health. Can you give us a little background how this got started and why it got started?
Sure. So I was working as a nurse and a leader in various roles in an academic medical center in Chicago, and noticed that even with the best intentions, there were sometimes gaps in healthcare. It's not unusual for people not to know where to go or what to do when it comes to their health and well-being. I knew that many people were overwhelmed by frightening diagnoses or being discharged from the hospital. So I started the company 2x2 Health, which stands for two sets of eyes and two sets of ears in all your doctor's appointments. I wanted to create a company to help.
Slow down there, because sure. I think that's really impactful.
Sure.
Two sets of eyes, two sets of ears at all your doctor's appointments. You know, so I'm part of the sandwich generation.
Yes.
And I have truly seen the value and the importance of somebody other than the patient being the only one listening to the medical professional, because the patient is hearing it through a non-objective set of eyes.
Absolutely. Right. Like you hear a certain word and it's kind of like, you know, the teacher in Charlie Brown, you know, wah, 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 wah. Like they're not even paying attention. Like they have shut off. So, and then afterwards it's hard to find doctors, you know, to get a hold of them. So we take notes and make sure when patients leave the doctor's appointments that if they have any questions, they could call us. Of course, if that still doesn't answer their questions, they should call their physician, but at least it kind of gives them some notes at the end of their appointments.
And that's probably very comforting for extended family.
Right. So that was another purpose, is I felt bad for family members when their family member has a diagnosis. Now they need to take time off of work, or they need to take their children to school. And, you know, you have multiple appointments. So who goes with them? And from being in those appointments, from the clinical standpoint, it was frustrating when someone new came to all the appointments and they didn't know the plan of care. So this way, the same person is going to all the doctor's appointments and communicating to the family and also to the subsequent clinicians.
So Wendy, how did the two of you kind of step into the world together? Like, what did you know each other previously? Did you hear about this? I'm truly, truly want to understand.
Absolutely. So my background my clinical background is as an occupational therapist. And then I obtained my MBA and worked in a lot of different hospital operations and program development positions. And so Beth and I met at Rush University Medical Center here in Chicago. While I was working closely with the cancer service line and the surgical cancer line. And so when Beth had shared with me about this unbelievable concept that she had, where really it's transforming healthcare, it's still really taking care of people's health and well-being, but it's extending it beyond the walls of the hospital. And so when she shared with me this exciting idea and said, you know, I could really use your help from your MBA perspective, and she knew that I was very invested in helping people become more and more independent and being more informed. We decided to partner up together. So it's been really great.
So, you know, it sounds like, oh, this fit a great, great niche market. How did you get the word out? How did you start building a client base?
This is Wendy. I can take a stab at that, Ivy, if you don't mind. So, you know, one of the things that was really important to us is being members of the healthcare community. We really wanted to make sure that while we're working closely with the patient, we're working very closely in collaboration with the medical team as well. So for us, it was really important to continue to build those relationships. We weren't coming at this from an adversarial perspective. We were really focusing on this as a partnership, as a collaboration. And so really it's been word of mouth. It's grown organically. It hasn't been something that we've advertised. It's true, we did write a book, but it's because we kept seeing all these common themes, and being based in Chicago, we knew that we have lots of friends and family members that live outside of the area. And so we just wanted to share the message more broadly because we kept hearing the same, even though everyone has their own individualized experience, people were saying, I don't know what questions to ask. I know you told me to ask questions, but I don't know which ones to do. And so we developed that list of questions for people to ask. People were saying, I'm nervous to ask about second opinions. How do I do that? And so those were some common themes that we noticed and really wanted to share more broadly.
So Beth, what were some of the challenges you faced as you started to build this company and gain traction? You know, first of all, there's challenges in building a business. There's challenges doing it alone and then joining a partnership.
Right. So I feel the biggest challenge at first was not only was I building a business, I was building in a brand, I was building an industry, because this really doesn't exist. So, you know, to sit and think about what are people going to Google when they're in this situation? You know, we really had to start from the bottom. At the bottom and build up. So that was our biggest thing. And, you know, I always said 3 to 5 years, we're going to be in a great place, and we're in year 6. And I could honestly say year 4 was amazing. Year 5, you know, we were in the pandemic, which it was interesting. It didn't really affect us from the pandemic standpoint, but I think our name was starting to get out there. So we were seeing more business. So year 5 was great too. You know, knowing, you know, what we're good at, knowing what I'm good at, my strengths and weaknesses. You know, my weakness is I don't have an MBA. I don't have a business background. So I'm kind of the idea person, it was so great for Wendy and I to join forces, because she really figures out how to do it operationally and to be successful. So it's really been a great partnership.
And it's so important when you go into partnerships to understand each other's strengths and how you bring the best out for the organization.
Absolutely. You know, a couple of years ago, Wendy and I went on a retreat, and it was this log, and it was like 30 feet up in the air, and you had to walk from one end to the other. And of course, we were belted in and everything, but it was really interesting to see how we tackled it. I went up there first. Which said a lot right there. And I wanted to get across the log as fast as possible. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, thank God that's done. Wendy did it. And she like took her time, and she's like, oh, it's so beautiful up here. She walked halfway, and she's like, God, it's just amazing. And she really took it all in. And that really, like, I think of that all the time. Like, we just face different problems differently, and neither one of us is wrong. It's just, we know that we do things differently, and it's been great to realize that because I understand her and she understands me.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes an enormous amount of sense. Wendy, you know, curious, especially, you know, in the back end and in building something out, there's always some things that like you never see coming. Now, of course, one of them was the pandemic. You know, it's, you know, the elephant in the room, like, yeah, Ivy, of course. Well, there was the pandemic. Before we get into how 2x2 Health, how you navigated that last year, you know, in the building and growing of the organization prior to that, how have you navigated some of the surprises that come your way in growing a business?
You know, I think that one of the areas that we've really focused on is the strength of our team. And so, you know, we have a number of nurses that we work closely with. And for us, it was really trusting them and listening to their ideas, because some of their ideas is what has helped us grow beyond what we predicted we would. So we have always said, like, being a small, nimble company, if something makes sense, let's try it. Let's try it. We never know what may work. And if it doesn't work, you know, there's been things that we've tried and haven't worked, but there's been a lot of things that we've tried and have been incredibly successful. There were clients who had asked us for additional support when they're discharged from the hospital to have somebody stay right there with them. That wasn't in the original business plan, but we tried it. And now it's one of the biggest parts of our business. So I think being flexible and really listening to those, we already trusted them. And now we're saying, like, give us your ideas and we'll try them. And if they work, great. And if not, that's okay. You know, now we know that that was something that didn't work at that moment. So for us, I think being flexible and really trusting our team members has been just a wonderful, it's just been wonderful. I think it's been motivating for them and it's certainly been great for us as a team.
And I think what you're sharing is just so important. I know very often I talk to clients and I was like, well, what is the marketplace telling you? If they'll start with a question and say, oh, what do you think we should, you know, where do you think we should go next? Or what should we do about this? And my first question is, so what is the marketplace telling you? And I get, it's like, well, have you called your customers up? Have you asked? Have you interviewed your team, interviewed your clients? Where's the information? Because in that is such insight. And when you have that insight and then you're smart enough to take an action, is this is what I've heard that you guys did with 2x2, is you listened to your nurses, you listened to your patients, your clients, and then said, oh, you need this? Okay, well, if this is a need, how can we help you? Not how do we make money off you, but how can we help you? Because when we show up to help our clients where they need it most, that's where true business growth is.
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I feel like that's been helpful with the nurses too, because we would have lost nurses in the, you know, the field if they didn't want to work nights, weekends, holidays, 9 to 5 or 3/12s. But we went to the nurses and said, tell us what you want to work. Let's get you back out and, you know, working and helping people, which you love. And it's been really helpful for them as well.
So let's go back to the elephant in the room of you have a global pandemic hitting the healthcare system massively. How did you navigate this past year? What did you hear from your clients and your nurses who needed to be protected? And as an industry, what were some, I mean, that's an enormous multi-levels of challenges. How did you navigate that?
You know, at first, I think we just sat back and you know, took it all in. And at first I was kind of like, oh, please don't call, you know, please don't call. I'm not sure what we're going to do about this. But, you know, we waited for the science to tell us and the CDC and what we should be doing. And, you know, we followed the science. And when you look at the hospitals and you look at the industries that got it right, it was the hospitals. I mean, everything else shut down, but the hospitals couldn't shut down. So, you know, the nurses, a lot of our nurses still work in the hospital and they were saying, oh, we love it. You know, like we know exactly what we need to do. I think one of the nurses said, well, that's my jam. Like, throw me in there. I know exactly how we're going to do it. And we went with it. So, Wendy, do you think that there was anything else? I mean, we really just kind of took it all in.
I do think that for all of us, there was a learning curve about technology, right? Like we were just talking about that earlier today. And I think that there was opportunities that didn't exist before where we could help our clients get more comfortable and set up for telemedicine visits. There's been a huge opportunity also for us to just continue to re-educate that even though healthcare might be kind of a scarier environment than it seemed a couple of years ago, it was never really a comfortable environment. So let's make sure we continue.
That is well said, Wendy.
So let's just keep current on our screenings. And if you don't feel comfortable going in the doctor's office, let's talk with the office about all the precautions they're taking. Let's talk through it instead of just burying our head in the sand. So I think there's been, you know, there's education is always a big part of healthcare, but I think that that highlighted that even more for every single one of us.
So, Wendy, what have been some of the successes that you've enjoyed? And what have you seen? And, you know, what are some of the successes that you have enjoyed, especially the past year, as well as in the growth of the company for the past 6 years?
So I think that, you know, years ago, my mother became very ill and died of cancer at the age of 49. So early on, even as a young healthcare professional, that did change my perspective. I was kind and empathetic before, but it really did shift the way that I viewed being a patient and being a supportive family member. I think that I always knew, you know, when Beth and I were talking about the importance of care coordination, that seemed very obvious to me as an occupational therapist who often worked in conjunction with other therapists. But I think what's been surprising to me is how much healthcare needs to continue to move to that teamwork model. And I think that at 2x2 Health, we facilitate that happening even more quickly. So I think that's been a success, because I think that people who choose healthcare as a field, they generally want to help, but sometimes that communication isn't happening across the board. Another success has really been co-authoring The Confident Patient with Beth, because I think that as we were seeing these significant differences we were making in people's lives, we were kind of like saying, well, this is great for these families in Chicago, but how do we impact this at a broader scale? So that's been another way. And, you know, as soon as the book comes out, it's, you know, some of the information becomes dated. That was in 2019 before COVID hit our release date. And so since then, we've done a video series where now we talk with healthcare professionals and say, what advice do you have for individuals who are nervous, who are frightened, who have questions? And now that's called The Confident Patient in a New World. Talking about this past year, what we've all been dealing with.
Well, I definitely want to be checking out that series, because I think it's incredibly pertinent, you know, and I love, because you had a choice. And so here's where I love the innovation of both, you know, Beth and Wendy, is yes, data gets old at times, and it takes work and money to do the next edition of a book, right? It takes time. And in the moving world of this pandemic and COVID, the one thing Beth and Wendy didn't necessarily have was time. So they met the market where the market was. And this goes back to the listening piece. They just jumped on and said, what can we do? Which is when I talk about the 7 traits of great leadership is trait number 7. What can I do attitude? And they showed up with a video series of, gee, what are we learning during the pandemic? How could we help many patients and their families across the board? And I think that's brilliant. And it shows, you know, where you guys are as business leaders today.
Thank you.
So Beth, you know, did you ever imagine your business where it is today when you kind of got started 6 years ago?
No. And 2 years before that, my husband's a surgeon, and I had this idea. And I told him about it. I said, I want to start this. And he's like, you're crazy. This will never go. Like, it really took him 2 years to be on board with it. So 8 years ago, did I ever think that I'd be sitting here talking to someone about, you know, a successful business? No. But my gosh, am I so happy that I took that leap of faith, and Wendy joined me, and, you know, our nurses came on. I mean, it's just been amazing, amazing.
What do you see, Beth and Wendy, what do you see like the next iteration as we are starting to move through the pandemic, not on the other side of it as of yet, but we're to have a lot more light at the in the tunnel, you know, that and there's going to be, you know, such this evolution of business, and I'm sure with that an evolution of healthcare. What do you see what's next for 2x2 Health for you guys?
I mean, I think when you mentioned meeting people where they are, I mean, I think that includes all kinds of things. I think that now people are realizing that they can take a proactive view. I think that, you know, years ago and still to today, for some people, it's a little bit of a paternalistic feeling with the physician, like, well, I'll just do whatever he or she tells me to do. I think more and more that needs to become a partnership, and has for many people become a partnership. I think that, like, as we continue to this education piece is so important. I think that asking questions and making sure that your team knows that you're really invested in the answers, whether it's for you or for a close family member. And I think that no matter where our healthcare journey takes us, you know, not everyone lives forever. So if someone is close to the end of their life, making sure that they have as much dignity as possible, that their wishes are being followed through. I mean, we've been in, you know, experiences that we never thought we would be. There have been situations where probably pre-pandemic, somebody maybe would have passed away in a hospice inpatient unit. And now people sometimes are keeping their family members at home because they don't want to risk not being able to spend their last days with them. So I think really to your point about meeting people where they are, I mean, healthcare is just such a vast need, and we're going to just continue to try to assist and support people where we can be helpful.
So if you give, you know, we'll share one of the tips for patients today. You know, it's interesting because I know I have, you know, a year plus into this forward, you know, I'm trying to catch up on my own doctor's appointments and doctor's appointments with the family, et cetera, et cetera. We kind of got neutered for a while. And I'm thinking like, wow, at what point do we want to start having somebody else with us? At what point, you know, and so any tips for your clientele today?
Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm actually going to be 44 years old. And at the age of 43, I'm healthy, young. I take someone with me to all my doctor's appointments just because you never know when they're going to say something. So, and treat it like a business meeting. Go in there, have your notes, things that you want to talk about, because you will forget once the doctor comes in. And make sure that all of those questions or concerns get touched upon during your appointment. And then I'll give you one more tip. Make sure you know how to get in touch with someone from the medical team after you leave. And when you think of that other question that you had.
Beth, that is brilliant. So true. And, you know, I very often talk about, and I was just interviewing somebody else on a LinkedIn Live, and we were talking about the importance of simplicity and not overcomplicating things. And what you're sharing are simple, actionable tips that most of us don't do.
Right. No, it's really, we just try to break it down as easy as possible. We want people to be able to relate to it, be able to do it. So we just try to make it as easy as possible.
So ladies, Beth and Wendy, how can our listeners know more about you and stay in touch and also check out that video series that I know I want to be checking out?
So our website is www.2x2health.com. So the number 2x2health.com. And we're also on Facebook, which is where our video series is, The Confident Patient in a New World.
Thank you, Wendy. And listeners, find out more about Wendy and Beth, follow them on LinkedIn, check out their website, their bios and all information, because they are incredibly accomplished women, are in our show notes below. Of course, remember to hit subscribe and we come into your inbox or your podcast app every Monday morning with great new interviews, insight, and some content. Most importantly, and here, listeners, here's the piece that is the most valuable. Take a moment and share one big takeaway from popping in and listening to today's episode of Her Success Story. And when you share what you took away, write the action step you're going to follow through with. I know for me, I'm going to follow through with making sure at my point in life that I never go to a doctor's appointment alone again. So Beth, thank you for that.
Okay.
Wendy, thank you for your brilliance today. Ladies, it has been absolutely fabulous. Listeners, stay tuned for wonderful interviews to come. Have a great day.
Thank you, Wendy.